Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 119, episode 1 of
Third Daily Zeitgeist!
Yeah, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. Oh man, guys, this is off to a bad start already. But we do say, officially, off the top, fuck the Koch brothers! And fuck Fox News. It's Monday, February 3rd. Happy February, everyone. 2020. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. O'Brien. It's courtesy of Emilio Gomez and The Who, which is what that was supposed to be. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Gray, grow, Zeit show, to sit up the back seat, taking out seats, days of this Cali week, it's a podcast blunt.
Boom. Okay, I wish there was a whole backing band to that, but I think we all know that was Blitzkrieg Bop. Thank you too, Hannah Soltis.
Sorry, I froze up. I was going to do the whole percussion section. And
are you going to do an air guitars or something? Just don't leave me out there in the cold.
I'm sorry,
yet
man.
Again.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, shout out to you, Hannah, for that one. And shout out to everybody who came to the Portland show. We're still living off the vibes of that show.
Still on Monday, we are still living off the vibes. Yeah. That was
a great show.
Also, Maybe my favorite live show we've done.
And also, happy Black History Month.
Yes, happy Black History Month.
And then we also got more live shows.
So if
you don't want to be like people... Oh, also, shout out to the woman, Veronica, who got scammed on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Who someone sold her a fake ticket
to a daily Zeitgeist show.
Also, thank you, though.
Printed on a cracker, like in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's no such thing as the Spungos.
We still have shows in Brooklyn at the Bell House on February 12th, Washington, D.C., February 13th at the Miracle Theater, Minneapolis, February 25th at the Parkway Theater, Chicago, February 27th at Sleeping Village, and, of course, Toronto, the grand finale, February 28th at the Great Hall.
As all Toronto locals know it as the 666.
Right, yeah. As you guys, like, do they even call it Toronto? Do you even know it as Toronto in Toronto? Look, or is it all just, hey man,
whatever
the
Drake
six.
Says is Toronto. Yes. We've reduced an entire city to one rapper.
the most authentic representation of Toronto.
Aubrey Graham.
Yes. Yeah, free tickets, go to dailyzeitgeist.com and go to live appearances tab, which is hard to find, but you can just scroll down, look for it. It's in the main nav.
If you mean it, if you love us, you'll find it.
You will find it. We are thrilled to be joined for the first time on the Daily Zeitgeist, but one of my favorite guests from the Cracked days. He is a very funny comedian. He is Mr. Stephen Wilbur.
Cut my life into Stevens. Oh. This is my last Wilbur.
Yay! That was good.
Fuck yeah. Woo!
I felt that was amazing, man.
Big Papa Roach fan?
Oh.
Big time, huh?
I'm Grandpapa Roach.
Grandpapa Roach. Pappy Roach.
And you were saying before...
Oh, Pappy Roach! I remember Pappy Roach.
You were saying before we started recording...
I lose my sight way before they did.
You're saying before we started recording, that isn't even your favorite song. That song's just for, like, the people, but, like, the real heads know your like, Papa Roach.
Oh, my favorite.
The deep cut Papa Roach tracks.
I love, man, Blister. Uh-huh. Sun-scorched scar.
Wow.
Are those real things?
Sure.
probably. Steven, you live in Portland.
Ah, yes. Land of Lincoln.
As it's known. How you've been up here for a couple years now?
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going okay. One of my favorite K-pop superstars was at Blazers game the other night, and I didn't know about it. I'm kind of miffed about that. But otherwise, I'm doing okay.
Who's the K-pop superstar?
G-Dragon from Big Bang.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah, G-Dragon. He popped in, and I'm miffed.
Are you a big Blazers fan?
Oh, God, no.
Big G-Dragon fan, though.
Just big G-Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blackpink was in the lobby earlier today. You just missed him. So you're probably kicking
Wait,
yourself.
What? He just burst into tears.
Yeah, just burst into flames.
Oh, I'm out of here.
All right, we're going to get to know you even better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about. Papa John's has a new innovation.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Post Shaq innovation.
Mm-hmm. The Shaq era.
Yes.
Finally.
Big Papa energy. We're going to talk about Trump rallies. They're just basically him threatening people now, it seems like.
It's the equivalent of wagging a fist in anger at a room full of people.
Right. We're going to talk about the gig economy, which, I mean, can't be beat. We're all big fans. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift, who is the new Zach De La Rocca.
De La Rocca.
De La Rocha.
Rocca?
Rocca.
How do you... Kim Basinger?
Taylor Swift, the new Zach De La Rocca. Elon Musk has a new EDM track, all of that and plenty more. But first, Stephen, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
Everything that's a talking point today, because I'm freaking out over all of this, doing the podcast and stuff. So I furiously like am on my phone like, oh, Trump said what? Like,
right?
Because I am not normally a current events fellow.
Current events fellow.
Like the first rule of being on the show is you gotta love Cake first.
The band.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Thanks, Hannah, for telling me that.
Now recite the first lyrics. The first lyrics of The Distance, please, or you have to get out.
Reluctantly crouched Thank at God. The starting
okay.
line.
See, wow. Man, you're going to fit right in.
That was high pressure, too.
Wow.
I would like, not have gotten that.
Is he going to, that son of a bitch will hold it off?
What's something you think is overrated?
What's overrated?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Welcome to Hot Take Corner with Stephen Wilbur. French fries.
What?
Are overrated?
Overrated.
Go on.
They're not, the juice is not worth the squeeze with French fries, I think. They're vessels, they're ketchup vessels, basically, and they get cold way too fast,
mm-hmm.
and it's never worth it for me. If those brain boxes at CERN can invent a French fry that stays warm over 5 minutes, then we can loop back, but they're not worth it.
It's a location based food, you know, like they don't travel well. If you're gonna the best moments are when you're at a location eating them. As someone who sadly had to eat a Filet-O-Fish sandwich at 1 a.m. last night and got old fries. Yeah, look.
Oh my God, Miles.
Zeit Gang was really out here.
I learned.
I was like, I need this Filet-O-Fish, bro.
Never Postmates a burger and fries.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the first rule of Fight Club.
No, never. It never holds.
No.
And yet, I disagree with that take that French fries are overrated. Well, actually, you made a pretty compelling case.
Like, though. Think about the greatest French fries you've had.
Yeah.
And then think about all the French fries you've had. Yeah. What's the percentage of great French fries versus just, this is filler for my meal.
Yeah. The fries at Bar Bar were pretty good.
Yeah, they weren't bad.
I'm going to shout
out to Bar Bar.
Shout out to Bar Bar.
Ladies night.
Ladies night at Bar Bar.
Bar Bar.
It's Babar night at Bar Bar.
Babar night. What is something you think is underrated?
Spiders.
Okay.
Go off. I fuck with spiders so heavy.
King.
Please go. Okay, tell me about it.
Look,
talk.
When I get a spider on me, I freak out.
You're scared.
I jump. Yeah. But I would rather, for how infrequent that happens, I would rather have that happen than like constant buzzing of flies or a little mosquito knocking on my nose. And spiders help prevent that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Oh, your relationship to mosquitoes, by the way, different than mine, because mosquitoes never knock on my nose.
Yeah, they just bite the shit out of
me. They just bite me. Yeah, they just barge right the fuck out.
Are you one of the people who acts as the, you're the distraction for other people because you're getting all the bites? Well,
no, I'm not. My wife is, actually.
Oh, that's me.
It's terrible.
People are like, hey, Miles, come over here. And just so all the mosquitoes bite me instead of them.
My wife and my firstborn are both the, just complete mosquito magnets. And me and my youngest are just, over here partying.
Yeah.
You swap your wife's perfume with sugar water?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. It's like the equivalent of using someone as a human shield for mosquitoes.
It's like, why do you just keep sucking those Jolly Ranchers and spitting into that bottle? Oh, nothing. Just making a new perfume.
When you eat up and I'll tell you. Spiders, just because they kill pests? Is that
I think they look creepy, sure. But I think they're doing a lot of good behind the scenes that we don't appreciate.
They're also just ingenious. Like, they're one of the most amazing things in nature. Like, if I had to watch a 3-hour nature documentary about any subject, like made by a really good documentary filmmaker, spiders would probably be the subject.
You think about that if you go, if they're good, you
I think
know
about
what
it
I need
now
in my,
as it's brought up. Yeah.
But now you're saying, like, I need a, what about
spiders
it?
Are
Is
just,
it like the webs? I love the webs.
At Cracked, we wrote about,
love the webs. Gotta love the webs.
We wrote about a lot of different animals and parts of nature, and spiders are just ingenious killing machines. They're like so amazingly advanced and like engineered just to hunt, and there's like, it's really easy to just like put to anthropomorphize them and just be like, god damn.
So what blows wind up your skirt about spiders is their ability to murder.
Well, but that's clever way.
Like, clever ways, though.
Well, yeah, I think you know, as somebody who was raised on like
spiders.
Slasher movies, grew up watching Jason movies and was like genuinely am jealous of kids now for having like the internet so they can just watch all the Jason Kills compilations.
Oh, right. You would have just rather watch that.
I mean, it's sick. Like, it's not a good thing. American culture has fucking destroyed me, but...
fuck with the movie Arachnophobia?
Not really.
Mm. Weird.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, huh. I don't know.
Weird.
I contain
spiders,
multitudes.
Huh? Huh.
Okay.
It seemed like a bit of a tourist.
Yeah,
a tourist.
Yeah, but watching them close up, really terrifying and cool.
Big University of Richmond Spiders fan?
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking my language, brother.
I only have a t-shirt. I say this all the time. I need the jersey because their mascot's the Spiders. So, like, just seeing a basketball jersey that says Spiders on the front is just
rad.
Fucking amazing to me.
What's the Australian term? Not here to fuck spiders.
Not here to fuck spiders.
It's true. I'm not.
Yeah, mate. Not here to fuck spiders.
Here to not fuck spiders and chew gum, and I'm all out of gum.
So, and finally, what is a myth, Stephen? What's something people think is true, you know to be false, or vice versa? Something people think is false, you know to be true. What's a thing?
Icarus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That nice. Shit didn't happen.
You're the second person to point that out. And
kind of a weird story. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
At me. I don't give a fuck. I'll say it.
Don't at me. I don't want that smoke. I'm not into Icarus erasure.
Didn't have smoke? Those wax wings.
All right. Let's talk about Papa John.
Finally.
Oh. Okay, so do you remember in August we talked about that quote-unquote secret video Shaq took when he went to like a board meeting of Papa
Corporate
John's
spy, like, Shaq.
Hey, I'm in the boardroom. We're going to look at a secret meeting.
Yeah.
And it was the most produced thing that you'd ever seen. Right. And clearly there was a thing that they were alluding to called a papadilla. And we're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Well, now, hark and behold, death. It is the papadilla has arrived.
Wow.
And it looks like a flatbread. It looks like a soft taco mulita kind of thing.
Yeah, it looks like a Taco Bell.
They want you to know off top, this is not a ripoff of the quesadilla. Okay. It's called
the papadilla.
Yeah, but it's not a take on that. Okay. It's actually inspired by the piadina, an Italian flatbread sandwich from the historic Romagna area of northern Italy. Okay.
So even though it sounds phonetically more like quesadilla,
right?
God forbid Papa John's associate themselves with Mexican cuisine.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
They're just getting over a racism PR problem.
Right.
And they're like, it's not. It's from the old country.
Wouldn't it be papadina? If they wanted to...
Papadina?
Papadina?
Nah, because then they're going to be like, maybe that didn't test well. You know how they fucking... You know how...
No, they... It's meant explicitly
Papa
to
Pia?
Be a case
Dude,
of...
Papa Pia?
Papa Pia.
Oh.
Papa Pia.
Papa Pia. The alliterative quality of that name, that word, I think, really, Papa Pia.
Pia yeah. Papa.
Well, ooh. That's a thing. Mama Mia, Papa Pia.
Yeah.
Baby had a diarrhea.
That's a thing.
Baby had a diarrhea. That's a thing that you said.
I don't know that.
And we were saying, like,
that
earlier.
That old folk song from the old times. Yeah, so they're offering it. Look, they're offering it in four different varieties. There's Italian with Alfredo, spicy Italian sausage,
so
salami, mozzarella, and banana peppers. R.I.P. your intestines.
Who could possibly...
Good thing that chef's kiss emoji came out.
Yeah. Yeah. For that one. The Philly cheesesteak. That one makes more sense.
It's
when
still
quote,
grosses
Philly
me out.
Sauce. What's Philly sauce, Jack?
I don't
Cheese
know,
whiz?
Man. Yeah, probably whiz.
I guess. Yeah.
If I had to guess, I would say it is mayonnaise.
Is Philly sauce?
Well, just based on every execution of Philly cheesesteak that I've had from a mass chain.
From Papa John's.
Yeah,
that's what I was like, and here's the mayo you always wanted.
Here's like hot steak, like hot wet steak, some manner of cheese and mayonnaise.
Which the heat just turns into translucent grease film.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
Anyway, then there's
if you are lucky.
Then they have grilled chicken and bacon, chicken, onions, bacon, mozzarella, barbecue. Okay, that's straightforward. Meatball pepperonis, spicy
That's
meatballs,
the only one that makes sense to me.
Pepperoni, pizza sauce, mozzarella, Italian seasoning.
Yeah, they have spicy meatballs? I'd fuck with that one, actually.
You think it's really going to be spicy spicy, though?
No. Probably not.
No.
No.
It's
I mean, because
be
it's
boardroom spicy.
And, yeah.
Right.
Which just means like, oh my God, did you crack some pepper over this?
Right.
Hot, hot, hot.
For 1 second.
Yeah. I mean, I think all credit due to like every great American company knowing, look, we have a racism PR crisis. We'll hire a person of color to be the new face and all is forgiven.
But shout out to Shaq for getting the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They definitely an upgrade from.
The sweaty man who's
just a wet,
what was his
large bloated racist?
What was his stat again? He's like, I had 40 pizzas in 30 days.
Yeah, yeah. I've been
Jesus.
Having. Yeah, it was something like 40.
I went to college too.
Yeah. What's your point?
Okay.
But he was like talking about it how as like he's been evaluating them. He's been doing that as like part of his like overall commitment to.
It's like
it's
Bane
not part
from
of his
the
job
netherworld.
Anymore. Yeah,
he's
not
like,
part of his job. He just does it as like a, it's a calling.
Yeah.
I think that's what he was trying to establish.
Like, I'll always stay calling. Vigilant.
Yeah. Just to keep an eye on, like, our pizza offerings, like, that we have as fast food.
Yeah. And
does he eat just Papa John's branded pizza, or is he doing deep recon on all the...
Well, that I've had 50 pizzas in 30 days thing was a run up to him criticizing the Papa John's pizza. So
he was trying to act like, look, I'm not just taking shots because I'm an angry guy who got, right, you know, fired for a good reason.
I had 50 pizzas in 30 days and it gave me diarrhea. Something needs to be done about right. this. Yeah.
What's going on at Papa John's PR right. crisis much?
And he also, in that same interview, talked about how a day of reckoning is coming, which is...
Yeah, it was
like,
weird.
The FBI should be keeping an eye on
He's
that
sweaty
dude.
Pizza Bane.
He's going like, to walk out at the Super Bowl yeah, and after like bombing the field right. and being like, yeah,
your day of reckoning is up.
It has arrived.
Yeah.
I've had 40 pizzas and terrible diarrhea in my weird coat.
I was building to 40 pizzas in 3 days. We need to keep an eye on Papa. But shout out to Shaq and the new Papa John's. And
somewhere in this article, is they talk about how it's not a flatbread thing. They say we use Papa John's classic crust that everybody loves to make this abomination. And so that's just
a folded pizza.
Right.
Oh, boy. Come on. We were doing so good, man. I guess. Oh, Pop, what are they going to do now? Don't bring this truth out into the light for everyone.
Well, New York pizza is already folded.
I mean, I wonder if they're making it on a panini press.
I don't know. Either
you
way.
Think they put little grill marks on it?
Yeah, maybe. If they grill it, then it would be a little bit different than the toaster conveyor belt that they send other pizzas through.
Papa, I'm assuming that's apologist how Papa does. Over.
Yeah, wow. The other truth is out.
I'm sure there's a little more nuance to this item.
Don't I'm just count saying it out texturally, just yet. There might be something different.
It's got
about
a little
it.
Bit of a different mouthfeel than traditional pizza slice.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break during which we will surely continue to discuss this, and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We are.
We are. How's everybody doing? What a break.
Well, we definitely broke the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here.
Just Woo. Thinking about the podcast. Yeah.
Looking at the photo made me just start farting uncontrollably. There's a power to it, I got to admit.
Let's talk about Trump's rally. He had two rallies last week, and they're choking me up just thinking about it.
The Des Moines rally on Thursday night, I didn't get a chance to really look at some of the clips from it. Going through it now, oh my, it's, I don't even know what to think. Yeah. My head is so spun from like the lack of like guardrails we have in DC right now, that to just see the president go out to a place like Des Moines and even early on in his speech say something like this. Okay, I'm just gonna read this quote first. I have other ones, we'll listen to his voices, but just reading this is absurd. He goes, look, you know, I could have made this speech really short. All I have to do is say, hello, Iowa. You have no choice but to vote for me. Otherwise, everything you have loved in your entire life will be gone. Goodbye, Iowa. Have a good time. Instead, I work my ass off up here. Okay? True. You think this is easy? It's a little hot in this room. This room wasn't designed for this many people.
What?
This is very early on in his speech. Dude, say goodbye to everything you've ever loved. What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, it's just his, yeah.
I don't know how much the fear-based motivation is going to work these days. Like, because now it's not like, I got it in 2016, you know what I mean? But now knowing what he does with his power, that then he's like, oh, everything could be gone. It's like, I don't even think we had everything we wanted.
Right.
So what?
Why would it have worked better in 2016 than it will now,
though? I just feel like before it was easier to create a world as it could be scenario when he wasn't in power, right?
Right.
Like there's the variable there was that I'm not the president, but see, this is what it could be. You know how fucked everything is now. Like I'm going to make it better. Cut to he's in power. Nothing's better. Farm bankruptcies are up. There's nothing. And then so now he's like, everything could be gone. They're like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you didn't even get us to a point where
all the amazing stuff that I did for you could go away.
Like, nothing happened.
Right.
It's times like this that I
learn to love again.
I would love to be a Republican because that would have made me so rock hard. Just watching him talk like that.
Yeah.
Because that is...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the wrong side. I'm not on the wrong side, but I'm not on his side right
history,
now.
But
on his
this
side,
exact
that's
moment.
So fucking cool. Like, it's what right.
If you believe that, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's what terrifies me the most, because history has shown that we... vote for the cooler person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And what's cooler than threatening you with the like annihilation of everything you've known and loved?
Well, it's a different type of cool, sure.
Yeah.
he's got like that Don Draper, and definitely not the same Don Draper, but like a hey, I'm a monster, but you're still gonna watch me. And
yeah,
like we don't have anybody that cool. Bernie is like the closest thing to cool,
right?
And he's as cool as like a rapping grandma. Like, whoa, you know, Rough Rider anthem grandma.
I get it, I do feel like this is now a out of control locomotive that we can't pull back.
Oh, absolutely.
This is over now. Like, our country, so something terrible is going to happen because, like, he is now officially, like, doesn't, it, there's no consequences. He knows it. He's proud of it. He's bragging about the fact that there's no consequences and he doesn't need to do shit to, like, keep people on his side to continue to be on his side in a cult of personality. And now, like, that's been made official.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on, like, whatever the fuck is going on with you.
And now he's sort of like, he's just got him on the, dude, you better not.
Right.
You better not vote for, you better not.
Right.
Like, listen to this fucking soundbite, okay, of him telling, tell me if this would motivate you.
And if we don't win, your farms are going to hell, I can tell you right
now. What?
Sell. They'll be saying, sell. No, we love the farmers and we love the ranchers.
We love the farmers and we love the ranch.
Hey, your farms are going to go to hell, you know, if we lose. Nah, but seriously, love the farmers. Love the ranch dressings.
Yeah. Love the farmers. Don't love their sinning farms, though.
Right.
Right. Then there's even more. This is just, I don't know. These promises of prosperity are another really interesting, obviously great tactic when you're trying to motivate someone for voting for you,
yeah,
but very like organized crime style.
You people are going to make so much money, you're not going to do. Just, you know what? Just relax, take it easy, put it away, enjoy your life. But you're going to make a lot of money. You're going to make a lot of money.
Put what away?
What are you...
Tuck your wiener back in your pants. You're going to be fine.
You're
going to make a lot of money and then save it, put it away, and...
You're going to make a lot of money, folks.
Yeah, I get that part.
Wait, but what if you're not a business owner?
Right.
What does that mean to you? Like, I'm trying to actually put myself... I mean, I guess the very abstract, nebulous version to someone who is, like, a worker, not
right,
a business owner,
right,
like, is thinking, okay, so my company does well, maybe I'll have a job for longer.
Right.
Is that like what helps sell them on that idea? Whereas I get a business owner, like they can at least draw like lines to this kind of thinking.
Right.
But if you're just barely getting by.
Well, he's like, a cartoon rich guy. So he's like, I have money. I'm going to make sure you have lots of money. And what us rich people do with our money, we put it away. And like, that's the thing that most people don't have even like the possibility of. So
saving.
The idea that like he's just gonna, you know, make it so you have the ability to like think three steps ahead is like his cartoon rich guy promise.
I mean, most people functionally be like, oh, I'm gonna make so much money. So you're raising the minimum wage.
Right.
You're going to make my healthcare costs lower, so
but
I don't...
It's a cult of personality.
But no, I mean, you're going to own a business.
But that's the difference, right? I think that's the difference in what's motivating people. Like, on some level, there are people who are in tune with what the idea or even concept of making more money is. Like,
right,
functionally to you as a human being who walks the earth.
Right.
Like, that it's like, actually, that doesn't happen unless my wages go up, unless my benefits are better. Versus, like, this more, like, MTV Cribs version, like... You're going to be balling so hard. I mean, they're going to be like, wow, look at him. He's a baller. He's a baller.
Yeah.
He made so much money.
He's not thinking any deeper than just what is going to make sense to somebody who just walked into the room.
Yeah. And I think, that's just a messaging thing. I feel like helps people too. Like if you can actually, yes, the idea of I'm going to make so much money is great.
Right.
But like, I think the candidates who are trying to tie that to how that relates to every person,
right,
is going to hopefully that will be the kind of messaging that wins.
Nah.
Yeah. But you never know, baby, because
He can cheat for like legally now. That's allowed. There's nothing that's gonna stop him.
And now like knowing we were talking about this, just the waning power of conservatives are like, this is it, bro. Like we gotta hold the fucking line here. It's
death
a wrap.
Cult.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
And just one last one, because we just do need to bring up death, because it wouldn't be a Trump rally without that. Here's this other one, you know, just I think the people of Iowa who know about how farms work, cows, this probably resonated with them too.
Wonderful cows. I love cows. They want to kill our cows. You know why, right? You know why? Don't say. They want to kill our cows. That means you're next. And they want to wipe out totally Iowa ethanol. They want to wipe it out.
Wait, he said that the Democrats want to kill the people?
Killer cows, and you're next. That seemed pretty clear, right?
Well, personally, Dems can try. You know, you can kill my cows when you pry them from my cold dead hands.
Yeah,
right.
But you'll never take our cows.
Which they will.
I mean,
both things.
I don't...
I guess it...
That's why everyone laughed, though.
Right, because they know they're being lied to, but they love it, I think, is sort of where we're at.
I think, yeah, there is a weird, morbid sense of humor that you can kind of feel in this room.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where, like, they laugh nervously, too. Like, because there are people who, like, yeah, they're our cows.
Right.
But then even though, then he's like, and you're next, they're like, what does that even mean?
Right.
But they laugh because, and, like, the people's faces in the back are like, dude, get a load of this senile dude who's, right, like, our president. Hilarious to check out.
Yeah.
There's, like, I think a meme quality, too, for some people that are there also who, like, agree with him, but also, like, they're into the fucking just the vibes of this place. And they said the vibes in there were very light because there was, like, this feeling of, like, the Senate trial, the sham trial being done, or there was, like, this relief in there.
Yeah.
If he did these speeches at WrestleMania, they would have the exact same vibe and wouldn't feel out of place at all.
Right. They're gonna kill your cows, and you're next. Woo!
Yeah,
cool, man.
Sure. No, boo.
Yeah.
I mean, then Hulk comes out, kill your cows. Yeah.
We should be really worried though if he says, "And you're next," and the crowd went, "No fucking way!" Then I'd be like, "Holy shit!
Oh, that's
good thing I brought this board with a nail in it."
Yeah. I mean, literally, he is a wrestler just fucking wailing on people with a folding chair when the ref's back is turned. Like, that's the ref in a wrestling match, like, where the, you know, that is, like, cartoonishly being distracted is essentially what the Senate is at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they're not even trying.
Well, the Senate is the wrestler with the chair. The ref with the back turned is, like, all of our institutions, or maybe more the judicial branch.
Right.
Being like, well, we're also kind of...
Yeah.
We should normally be running shit, but what do you know?
Anyways, we're fucked. Speaking of us being fucked, the gig economy. So, before everything became an app, we used to do things like ask a friend to help us with moving, which was annoying, or asking people for a ride to the airport, especially annoying in LA.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like a thing you did. You did favors for people.
Yeah, easily.
And then they would do favors back to you.
Yeah.
And then you would develop something called a friend.
Then they do favors back to you.
Back to you.
They do a favor at you.
Do a favor on me.
Yeah, do me a favor.
Do three favors at me.
Uh-huh. Do a favor on the small of my back.
Right.
So the whole thing, it's changed. I remember being like, yo, dude, give me a ride, I'll smoke you out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Here, I'll give you something.
Help me move, I'll smoke you out.
Help me out, I'll smoke you out. Take care of my child, I'll smoke you out. Raise my son, I'll smoke you out.
Be the godfather of my child,
I'll smoke you out. But yeah, like now, if you know, cabs and nannies and other things like that have existed, but they used to be only for accessible to a certain class. And now, like, if you have any amount of disposable income, there's a way to, like, whether it's an Uber or a TaskRabbit, people can start solving problems just by sort of just throwing money at it. And it makes sense too, because on some level, like, you would never expect these people to just do a favor for a stranger for free.
Right.
So there is some kind of monetary exchange. But now,
what would Fran Drescher's star rating be if she was like a gig economy
nanny?
Oh, right. Was she a good nanny? She was, right?
I feel like she was really there for them kids.
I mean, she was definitely unorthodox, but mm-hmm. I think the love was there.
Absolutely. But there's a professor on culture and media who's like writing a book that's called Uber Worked and Underpaid, How Workers Are Disrupting the Digital Economy. It says, what used to be friends among favors now has a price tag, the pickup from the airport, hauling clothes to laundry, or helping to paint the apartment. And we are now witnessing a financialization of activities that used to be an expression of social capital, which is interesting because, yeah, like, there was this helps create community, right?
Right.
You know, like, you knew like, oh, hell yeah, like that's my friend. Let me help you. I know there will be reciprocity at some point. But now that we're able to just sort of be like, oh, I don't want to inconvenience them. On some level, these things do help because there are people who will take advantage of your kindness. And right. you can set boundaries and be like, look, I can't do it because you're trying to take advantage of my kindness.
Right.
Call this person.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you do lose that bit of feeling of connection where like there is sort of community to a certain extent.
Right. Yeah. I think, I mean, we know our neighbors less than we used to, which I think is a thing that's been happening for a while now, but is probably at its peak. So we're doing this live show that is about like partially about the tech bubble bursting and like the thing that seems to be changed. Like there were these companies like pets.com that were essentially Amazon for pet products.
Mm-hmm.
And now Amazon is the most successful company ever.
Amazon is Amazon for right. pet products.
Amazon is Amazon for pet products and everything else. And the innovation is they've figured out that they can just like treat people like shit kind of mm-hmm. like behind the scenes. And as long as we don't see it, they can like just make that into economies of scale that they can just like turn into all the money in the world.
Well, I think in the 90s, right, it was harder to get as many people who would go for this kind of work because
right.
there were still a lot of jobs available to most people.
Right.
And then as the economy began to get more and more depressed, like I think Amazon came about at this perfect time where now you have people who are like, I'll take any kind of work because they're the apps, like the wage stagnation and things like this is preventing people from being able to live properly.
Right.
So yeah, the thing about the like knowing your neighbors in the mid 70s, there's a study, they say in the mid 70s, only about 20% of Americans said they had no interactions with their neighbors. Now it's like over a third.
Yeah.
Like and increasing more because, yeah, most people are sort of just walled off. I don't know. It's different. It's a lot different. And even yeah. now, like I try and make a point to talk to my neighbors because like there's something weird about
just not knowing somebody.
Yeah. And if like you kind of want to know, like you live in a community, you
yeah.
know, like where, hey, if keep an eye out or something, if you saw some shit, like holler at me, you're like, oh, I saw your, you know, your package was outside for 2 days. I brought that shit in because I don't right. want somebody, you know, that like there's a benefit to that. But I think it's really easy to not do it. And these apps and things, I think almost makes it easier for us to forget that those are bonds we kind of need to maintain.
Yeah.
What we've taken for granted.
Well, you're also like, it's a good thing to be more connected with your neighbors and stuff. But when you're given the option to be in another community, like on Reddit, of people mm-hmm. that, you know, is a more vetted, more filtered representation of your likes.
Mm-hmm.
You're naturally gonna want to be like,
sure.
Well,
sure,
I'd rather talk to these people than these people who could have wildly different opinions.
Oh
than
yeah,
me.
Of course.
And it's a hard.
Yes.
That's the same. I mean, that's
yeah,
the same with Amazon. Like
to be
the convenience
next,
and stuff, right. and Uber. Like you're.
Yeah, I mean, Uber is a
definitely picking convenience.
I think it was Jelani Cobb was writing about how he tweeted that like the whole, you know, policing how much people tip and like being like, look at this receipt from this famous person. They like barely tipped, and just how we like that whole thing is just companies transferring the fact that they don't pay their employees enough onto us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like Uber was just like, okay, now there's a tip button. And
you subsidize their wages.
Right. You right. subsidize their wages because we don't pay them enough. And also there's a incentive structure where they rate you. So like you
right.
have to tip them a lot basically, or else you're going to get a low rating. But I mean, at the same time, it's like a service we didn't used to have.
Right.
So
what happens when you, I honestly don't know this. What happens when you, the writer, have a low rating on Uber? Do drivers not pick you up, or do they play music you wouldn't like, or like what is the?
You're canceled, I believe.
Yeah,
just in general, you're.
Does it have to get like really low though?
Yeah, yeah. And then they put a tweet out and they say this person's just canceled.
Yeah,
because of their Uber.
Hey
score.
Everyone,
I think it just. I think probably at a certain level, you might not be able to use the service.
Super producer Anna Hosnia is saying that they also team you up with drivers who have low ratings.
Oh, that's why. So if you're a one-star guy, you get a one-star driver.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think there's anybody, either driver or rider, who has one star?
Probably not.
Like, I think the lowest I've ever heard of is like 4.6.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. Nobody ever gives like a... I don't know. Yeah.
It depends. I mean, it takes... I think we've talked about in past episodes what it takes for you to fully be like, I'm going to fuck your rating up as a driver. Like,
right.
This was actually fucked up. Because most of us know, like, this is where, I guess, the sense of community does kick in, because you begin to be like, I don't want to, like, fuck up your money.
Right.
By being like, give you a 4-star or something like
right.
that.
Right. And so, I also...
Or 3-star, whatever. Yeah,
it's really the decision you're making when you go from 5 to 4 is... Is it like, do I want to steer this person's life in a different direction so that they can't make as much money at this?
Right.
So that, because they shouldn't be driving people for a living. Like, mm-hmm. that's the decision-making process that I would have to make to go from 5 to 4.
4 means you've failed epically.
You failed, and you need to start thinking about a different career.
That's wild that... It's a one-star difference.
Right?
Yeah. B means you should get the fuck off the
roads.
Well,
that's what... Yeah, nobody gives low ratings because we're all... It's like that Black Mirror episode with Bryce Dallas Howard. Is that a wrestler or an actress?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Both. She goes Buyers in the Club. Ring.
but it's... where everyone's just like, 5 stars and 5 stars, and we're all good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway,
well, it's like almost a given. You're like 5 stars, 5 stars.
Yeah,
all right, good.
Yeah.
Like,
cool.
That's
cool,
our
cool.
new social contract.
Right.
That is weird. I do see that. Like, because it's weird thinking about, like, you see I've seen 3-star or 2-star reviews for restaurants on Yelp and been like, yeah, but I want Chinese right now.
Right.
Like, I'll
go. Right.
Yeah, but if course. I see a 4-star rating on Uber, I'm like,
uh-oh.
What did they
what do? The Wait, you'll do 3 or 2-star rated food restaurants?
Oh, let's move on to the next topic.
Wow.
Wow, so you're just willing to, like, put actual garbage in your body, huh?
Yeah, give me that papadilla.
That papadilla.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and it's time for Music Corner, where we check in with all the hottest sounds coming at you across the airwaves.
That's spicy music. Spicy music.
Radio.
What the fuck is this?
Can we just do this for the rest of the show? You guys are so good at it.
Off the rails.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift is now our Rage Against the Machine.
I mean, you know, she was very apolitical up until like maybe a year and a half ago, like a year ago.
In a study, like very explicitly apolitical, people were like, yo,
she's
have
a Trump supporter, probably.
You have a huge conservative fan base, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say something? And well through the 2016 election, she was
crickets.
Like, nothing. But it turns out it was because she just didn't think Hillary was woke enough.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have no idea why.
I don't know. I mean,
has she explained that? She like, what was she thinking?
I think she was just didn't. I don't know if she knew if she felt responsible to say something, like the responsibility of having to say something or whatever. But or maybe they realized maybe it's better marketing.
Yes, I think that's what it was. It used to be possible to sit this one out.
Mm-hmm.
And it became wildly unprofitable for her to continue to sit it.
Well, she's doing fine in the profit department.
Right. That's well, for now sure. She is. But she was, I think she
before
was.
Before she was
I
struggling,
think
that, huh?
I do think this was a smart business decision on her part to, like, and probably a studied and carefully chosen decision.
I'm well, sure.
To us, it did very well, but reputation did not do banger, did it? Like,
no,
I don't think so. No,
I don't think so. But I think it's more.
Yeah, hate to see that happen.
I don't think it's really about album sales anymore, so much as it's about like endorsement deals. Like,
oh, their money's coming from live shows,
right?
That's where all these artists make their money right now, is from selling out stadiums,
right?
And I think, you know, I think she actually does believe these things, but yeah, like at a certain level, it's like your brand is being managed by so many stakeholders, like you don't know what to do. And I think now with her new documentary, Miss Americana, she's got this song called Only the Young. And it's, you know, before things had like a political tone, but now its lyrics are like, the game was rigged, the ref got tricked, the wrong ones think they're right, you were outnumbered this time. Okay.
Wow.
A little bit more.
It'd be a lot harder to criticize, or it'd be a lot easier to criticize that if we hadn't just made the exact same metaphor about the refs being tricked.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, God. Are we stealing from Taylor
Swift? I mean,
Swift?
It's like Simpsons. She's also the new Simpsons, in that every joke you try to make, Taylor Swift's already made.
Right.
It. Yeah.
Then she also says, like, sort of about mass shootings, you go to class scared, wondering where the best hiding spot would be, and the big bad man and his big bad clan, their hands are stained with red.
Huh.
Okay. It's all interesting. She's got a history of doing these flip-flops and having it go well for her. Remember when she wasn't on Spotify? And like that was a big deal. People really were upset that her music wasn't on Spotify. And then when she finally did put it over there, it was huge.
Yeah.
That when any other band would go,
it's like yeah,
debut
you sort of
on Spotify,
build all this
like, oh, okay,
anticipation, right, and then release it.
So if she's like Switzerland on politics, you know, and then goes hard one way,
right,
like that's gonna make
there's
waves,
some impact.
And that's,
I mean, I think I'm just glad to see people with audiences try and like
yeah
let them know it's like just so you know, like, I'll try and use whatever platform I have to, like, actually have some kind of a message that isn't just like, is Trump that bad?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because people could easily be doing that or saying nothing without realizing how much their fans, like, care about what they think or believe. And if that can help some people, then, you know, fine. So be it.
Personally, when I go on stage doing comedy, my life's passion, I like to say, you heard of this Trump guy?
Yeah.
What a bozo. Yeah. this guy's a straight up doofus. I like try to just him. Pepper that in there and be like, wow, okay.
Right.
He took a side and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just off top, I think Trump's a bozo, okay? Uh-huh. All right, now we'll get into the comments.
And that hair, hello.
You ever call him a Cheeto? Because that is funny. Because they're
That's
both
one
orange,
of my favorites.
Right?
I like to call him an orange.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
But oranges are
orange. But a blood orange. Or conflict orange.
Oh, shit. all right. And now on to my favorite new artist in the world of EDM. Electronic
erectile dysfunction music.
Yeah. Is his middle name start with a D?
Yeah, Elon D. Musk.
Yeah, he changed his display name to EDM. I think maybe he just did that so it said EDM.
Elon Dance Musk.
Yeah, he's got a new track out, okay, called...
Wait, what?
Yeah,
does that mean? He never had a track before.
Oh, yeah, he did. Remember R.I.P. Harambe?
Oh.
There was that.
You don't...
There was that track that came out a while back, and now he's back because he has Emoji Records. That was like his whole thing.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know the side of Elon Musk.
Oh man, this guy is he contains multitudes.
He's truly,
you know,
a poly.
He's a
Elon
Renaissance
Reeve
man.
Musk.
And then so now he's got the EDM music.
EDM as a music to ERM.
As he dropped this track called "Don't Doubt Your Vibe." Oh my God, this is amazing. He was like tweeting stuff like, I wrote the lyrics and performed the vocals. And then there's like photos of him in the studio, you know, to, like, prove it. And then also when you see his bio, it says, this is so born 69 days after 420.
That's pretty, I don't like that.
Is that true though?
I don't know, dude. I don't care, but that's,
that's
fucking
pretty tight.
Stupid.
No,
so
no,
stupid.
That's tight as hell, dude.
Dog, that is super Ooh. Tight.
Dude,
you're
what?
On the wrong side of history on this one.
Sorry,
that's
guys.
Dope as hell.
That shit's dumb, but it's tight as fuck, dude.
Fuck.
Dude, 69 days after 420, dude? Oh, bro. So let me just play a little bit so we can get, just catch a vibe of Don't Doubt Your Vibe.
311 is 69 minutes before 420.
Wow. Who would have thought?
I think he's right. I think it's true.
Wow. Damn, so it's not just clever marketing, huh?
No, man.
Good.
It's not just clever marketing. It's also true.
This is just a little bit of Don't Doubt Your Vibe.
What is that saying? Don't doubt your vibe what now?
Because it's true.
Because it's true. Your vibe is true. Now, this is where it hits.
Oh my God, dude.
Oh my God.
When the Molly kicks in.
Right there.
Grimes. Grimes, honey.
Yeah.
Grimes. Grimes. My dear Grimes, come listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to what I did.
The vocals are just all pitch shifted, him just saying, don't doubt your vibe because it's true.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what that, your vibe is true. What if your vibe is debilitating anxiety? That's not a good tip to be like, yeah, that's true. What you're feeling is real, so identify with
but
that.
But when you think about it, all of Elon's music is really like a message to himself. Elon to Elon on Elon.
You guys happen to just be listening to it, and if it resonates, fine.
If you have like depression or anxiety or something, don't doubt that. Like, don't say, oh, that's just the papadilla I had earlier, you know? So I agree with that a little bit.
Strong message.
But what is Grimes doing?
I know.
Like, what?
One of our great artists is now, yeah. Is she,
that's
are
great,
they having
dear.
A child together? Is that confirmed?
That was the rumor.
I don't know how much of that Photoshop was Photoshop.
Because
she did a picture of her with a baby floating inside of her.
Grimes has confirmed pregnancy.
Oh, thank God.
So I wonder if her doctor has instructed her to stay away from that music, because that can't be good for the baby.
Grimes's or Elon Musk's?
Grimes's. Right?
Wait, like that what? Can't.
I would just be worried about the health of the baby if she listens to that, because she has like good taste in music.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
That child's going to end up not liking both of their parents.
Right.
I don't know.
It could be a warlord.
Or it could be a warlord.
A warlord. Yeah. A warlord with SpaceX money.
And rubies in their pockets.
Yeah.
Diamonds on the soles of their slaves. All right.
You ever walk in diamond sole shoes? It's pretty comfy.
Really bad traction, unfortunately. Steven, it has been a pleasure having you. Where can people find you, follow you?
I'm on Twitter at Wilbur with an E, spelled that way, with an E. You spell Wilbur with an E. God, I got to change it.
You're right, Al. Wilbur with an E.
Twitter and Instagram. If you're in Portland, I run a show every Thursday at Ford Food and Drink called Earthquake Hurricane. You should go check that out.
Do you use that voice too?
Yep. Free hot dogs for the kids.
Oh, wow. And balloons.
And is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Recently, my boy Mohamed El Sheikhi tweeted about, because Jerry Seinfeld is writing a book, and Mohamed wrote The Art of What's the Deal. And I just thought that was very funny.
The Art of What's the Deal.
The Art of What's the Deal.
Miles, where can people find you?
Twitter, Instagram at Miles of Gray. Also on my other podcast, 420 Day Fiance with Sophia Alexandra. Some tweets I like. One is from John Milstein. It's a screen grab of a text-like conversation with his mom. And it says, "We love the internet, don't we, folks?" And it's his mom asking, "Am I right that you have a tweet that went pretty viral?" And he puts a sad face emoji and just says, "Yeah." And also another one from Blair Saki at Blair Saki. "Today, my therapist told me to just, quote, smoke some weed and chill out." And I was like, "Wait, are you my high school boyfriend?"
Jack, where can people find you?
Oh, thank you. You can find me on Twitter, @Jack_O'Brien. And a tweet I've been enjoying, Robert Schultz tweeted, "The worst part of being sick has got to be everyone in your life suddenly using the word fluids all the time." Find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what is that going to be today?
This is going to be a track from Catronata and Tinashe from his album Bubba called "The Worst in Me." And, you know, all his music just gets your toe bumping, rumping, tumping. Get some honey in your hips.
But you got to
start the week strong.
Does it slap more than my boy Elon?
Oh, absolutely. Because Catronata knows what the fuck he's doing. Yes. So, yeah, put this one, bang this one out in your speakers, and enjoy your week. Stay strong. Right.
Well, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us on this fine Monday morning. We're going to be back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
You make me a mess, oh. Never meant to love you so, oh. With my emotions, falling for you don't make no sense. Never could have cried so easily. Always get away with everything. I can't believe that I let you in once again and again and again. Oh, no, no. Every time I.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.